O sent, I send thee on the disciple and all the apostles. Many a prophet and righteous man have desired to see the thing which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the thing which you hear and have not heard them. But as for you, blessed are not for they see, and your ear for they hear, may we be worthy to hear and to act according to holy gospels. Through the prayer of your sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our master, all those who have abandoned us, to remember their supplications and prayers which you offer up unto you, O Lord, our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, report them. Those who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Fear of God, let us hear the Holy Gospel, a chapter from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. From the Psalms of our teacher David, the prophet and the king, may his blessings be with us all. Amen. Behold, he struck the rock so that the waters gushed out, and the streams overflowed. Yet he commanded the clouds above and opened the doors of heaven. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior, King of us all, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom the glory be forever and ever. Amen. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another who bears witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. You have sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. Yet I do not receive testimony from man, but I say these things that you may be saved. He was the burning and shining lamp, and you are willing for a time to rejoice in his light. But I have a greater witness than John's, for the work which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself who sent me has testified of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his form, but you do not have his word abiding in you, because whom he sent, him you do not believe. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me. But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. I do not receive honor from men, but I know you, that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God? Do not think that I shall accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, in whom you trust. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me.